Welcome to Cold Stone Creamery. I'm Steve. Could I possibly interest you in an old-fashioned sugar cone filled with one or three scoops of your favorite Cold Stone creation? Or perhaps an ice cream sandwich might do the trick on this otherwise warm summer day. Yes, indeed, wouldn't a scoop of Cold Stone ice cream between two warm chocolate chip cookies hit the spot? No. I know exactly what I want. One scoop of your low-cal vanilla bean with Spanish peanuts. Please remove the skins. Then I want chocolate syrup, but not the kind sitting in the tray all day. I want a new bottle from the back. I want you to stir the concoction into a soupy substance like my mom used to do for me. And I want the whole glob placed in a styrofoam cup, not a paper cup, but a styrofoam cup. Very important, styrofoam cup. And if you could put a rush on it, that would be great.
Wow.
Well, aren't you demanding? Last time I had a feller talk to me that way, I had his damn limo blown apart on his own damn appreciation night. Very funny. Like I said, kind of in a hurry here, Yogurt Slinger. Yogurt Slinger? Well, goddamn it!
Steve, put down the chair.
I know. Customer's always right. But one of these days, one of you jackasses is finally going to be wrong. And that's when I am going to flat stop a mud hole in someone's ass. Goddamn it, tip song.
Thank you for the tip. Thank you. Try a French vanilla dip.
Yo, it's probably best you heard that, jackass, on account I'd hate to go to all the fuss of skinning your damn nuts and have you forget we accept tips around here. Tips, no. I actually don't believe in tipping. Don't believe in tips? Well, goddammit! Don't you know the tips we receive are the lifeblood to our financial portfolios? It's because of tips Karen can afford to go to college next year. A lot of good it'll do her.
Hey.
It's because of tips Skyler can afford that fancy red IROC he drives, and why Jennifer can stay off the pole like she has. Why, it's because of the tips we get the Cold Stone work environment that is so goddamn rich and fulfilling.
Tip.
Goddamn a tip zone.
Ain't no particular coin we're more compatible with. We just want your extra dime and your tip.
See what I mean? Rich and fulfilling. Look, I'm sorry. I happen to be a lawyer. And trust me when I tell you, when people get my bill, they're not wasting any time figuring out what 17% of $23,000 is so they can tip me for simply doing my job. Well, that's quite a speech you just gave there, Mr. Pink. But I'm afraid, on this here occasion, the customer has finally done proven himself wrong. Hey, what are you doing there? Whoopsie! It seems as if I just accidentally grazed your ice cream sundae with my exposed butt crack. But don't you fret there, Matlock! Cold Stone Steve Austin is gonna make you one of his very own special Cold Stone creations. I call her the Vince McMahon. That there's one tight wad of generic vanilla ice milk, one closed fist of knockoff brand M&M's, a few juji fruits, if you know what I mean. A penny pinch of Keystone beer, all served in Skyler's recycled soda cup from goddamn lunch.
Wow, that actually looks pretty good. You know what? Here's a 10. Keep the change.
Tip.
Hey, wait, I was trying to teach this guy a lesson. He weren't supposed to like it. Damn it, now cut it out. Austin 316 says stop carrying on like that. We're not singing a tip song for this guy. Skyler, I'm serious. You will shut your pothole. Damn it, cut it out. I was just about ready to stop a mud hole in his ass. Well, son of a bitch, this is not at all the bottom line. This is not what Cold Stone ever said. Damn it, shut up, Skyler.
With musical accompaniment, that is our 7-time champion, Cold Stone, Steve Austin.